Dark Justice by Jack Higgins. To Neil Nyron, editor extraordinaire, with grateful thanks. One sword is worth 10,000 words. The Quran. New York. 1. Manhattan, on a dark November evening around 8 o'clock, was bleak and uninviting, an east wind driving heavy rain before it, as Henry Morgan turned the corner of a side street into Park Avenue. He was a small man, wearing a dark blue uniform and cap with a legend, Icon Security, emblazoned on each shoulder. In one hand was a black leather bag, and the other held an umbrella over his head. Park Avenue was hardly deserted at that hour, cars swishing by, although there were few pedestrians because of the rain. He turned into a convenient doorway for a moment and looked each way. It was a mixture of offices and residences, mostly impressive townhouses, lights at the windows. He'd always loved cities by night, and felt a sudden nostalgia. Emotional, of course, and he took a deep breath. After all, he'd come a long way for this. A long way. And here he was at the final end of things. Time to get on with it. He picked up the bag and stepped out. 100 yards farther on, he came to an office building no more than 4 stories high, a building with some distinction to it. Older than the adjacent buildings. There was discreet lighting on the ground floor, obviously for security. A sign in gold leaf on one of the windows said, Gould and Company, Bank Depository, and indicated business hours from 9 until 4 in the afternoon. He stepped into the arched entrance, peering through the armored plate glass door into the lighted foyer, and pressed the buzzer for Chesney. Only Chesney didn't come. Instead, a large black man wearing the same dark blue uniform appeared and opened the door. "Hey, you're late."